It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'd like you to open your books, your Bibles, to the book of John, John chapter 15, beginning to read with the 17th verse, John chapter 15, verse 17. While you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today for this study. Please, now that you hopefully you have had time to open your Bibles and you can follow along as I read the wonderful Word of God. John chapter 15, beginning to read with verse 17, and we're going to read to the end of the chapter. John chapter 15, verse 17, "These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But if this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled, that it is written in the law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And he and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning." Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I thank you for this opportunity that we have to spend just a little bit of time in your precious word. Help us to understand each and every word that you have proclaimed, that you have brought to us through your word. It's such a joy to study the word of God. Please, Lord, do not let us add to it or take away from it, but we are studying your word and your word clearly. Please, Lord, help us to see today the truth that you have for each one of us. I ask, Father, that you'll touch the heart of the lost. If there is one, and I know, Lord, that there are many listening today that do not know you as their personal Savior, I ask that through this study they will recognize that they're a lost sinner and they need to meet you at the cross of Calvary and be saved. Please, Lord, that you will bring them to you by the Holy Spirit, drawing them to you, that they will recognize their condition and be saved. Father, I hope that the church believers, that they will too recognize the need to be in service to you in bringing others to you as their Savior, that they can give out the word so that the Holy Spirit can work. Please, Lord, have us busy about your business. Now, Father, guide and lead us now as we study your word today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a joy to go to the Word of God, and as you know, if you've been with us very long, you know that we stay with the Word, we go right to the Word, we don't spend much time in introductions or anything else, we're busy about studying the Word. We have here, "These things I command you, that ye love one another." The importance today is very much that believers will care for each other, lift each other up, be praying for each other. The joy that it speaks of up in the 11th verse, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full." That's the reason we study the Word of God, that the joy in your heart, dear Christian, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're a brother or a sister in Christ, and we need to pray for each other, lift each other and up, and be busy about proclaiming the Word of God. And we need to recognize the need for this love for each other, that we will be praying praying for each other, not be tearing each other down, but be praying for each other that we will follow the Word of God. You hear me many times, and some folks would even say that I criticize others because they have left the truth. And yes, I am very critical of those that have left the Word of God. I want you to come back to the truth. I want you to recognize that don't listen to man, but follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The only way you can do that is if you spend time in the Word, and that's exactly what we're doing today. Spending time in the Word. I want you back so that your joy might be full, as the 11th verse tells us. We also understand something here, that we're to be helping each other because there's a group out there that hates us, and that group is called the world, and we find that in the 18th verse. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Now that's exactly the condition that this old world is in today. The world hates the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. The world hates the preaching of the truth because it exposes their sin. And when it exposes their sin, they don't like to see that. So you see, it tells us very clearly here that if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. It is giving us a very clear relationship of how the world treated the Lord Jesus Christ, how the world treats God the Father, and we need to understand that the world, if we know Jesus Christ, and if we walk with Him the way we should be, the world will hate us as well. You know, we need to look very carefully because we want to be popular with the world. We want everybody to like us. And we don't want to ever say something to somebody that, well, it may offend them. Well, if you tell them very clearly, very kindly, very lovingly, that the Word of God clearly states that you are born in sin and you need a Savior, and I have that Savior for you. There is no one in this world that loves that individual as much as you do, because you want them to be saved. And so if you think, you know, you're not going to speak to them about the Lord Jesus because it's going to upset them or offend them in some manner, why, please, please don't be concerned about that. Because it's more important that if they do become offended, it's because they're of the world and you're not. And that's what we're going to look at today. But today the thing is that everybody wants to be popular in the world. We find here that not only the Lord Jesus said that if the world hates you, you need to know that it hated me before it hated you. If we'll go to verse 23 that we read in the 15th chapter, John chapter 15, verse 23, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. And so you see, not only is that hatred directed towards you when you preach the gospel and tell them of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, when you tell them of that, and it upsets them, it's because that light is showing them their own sin, and they don't like to see that. And they need to recognize something, and we need to recognize something, that not only are they coming against us, but they also, and much worse than coming against us, they're coming against the Son, the Lord Jesus, and God the Father. So if they hate God the Father and they hate the Lord Jesus Christ, so I guess we should expect it, even count on it, that it's going to be the same. Don't be surprised. We know that Cain hated Abel, and he hated Abel because of the works that Abel did was works of righteousness. He followed after the will of God. Cain hated that. He hated the works of righteousness. So you see, all the way back to Cain and Abel, there was a group that stood against the church, against the true believers of the Lord Jesus. Even Saul, which after he was saved, his name became Paul. Even Saul, the Lord Jesus Christ asked him a question right before he was saved. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? You'll find that in Acts chapter 9, verse 4. You see, when Stephen was stoned, when other believers of that day were taken and persecuted and put to death, that was the same as persecuting the Lord Jesus. And we find here, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Jesus asked Saul a question. He wanted to know. Saul was a very religious man. Saul followed the letter of the law the best he could. And yet we find that he was not a believer in Jesus Christ. We have another example of Nicodemus in John chapter 3, another very religious man. I don't want you to be a very religious person. I want you to know Jesus Christ as your Savior and walk after the Lord Jesus. And I want you to understand something else, that if you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, that no longer will you be able to run with the group that you used to run with, because that worldly group is not going to like you, and they should hate you because you are no longer of the world. Follow us as we continue to study this so that you can understand. With the world hating you, we need to love. We need the love of each other. And that's what we talked about here in verse 17. These things I command you, that ye love one another. It is very important that we have the love of the brethren when we're out in the world, because that world really hates us. The world hates anything that is of God, and we need to recognize that. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you, the 18th verse says. Now on to verse 19. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Now we have talked about that the foreknowledge of God. We have talked about the opportunity that we have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And because it is a free gift and an opportunity that each individual has to make a choice, to make a decision, to come to the Lord Jesus and believe in Him, that He is the Son of God, that He is the Savior of the world, and I need that Savior, I need Him, because He's the only one that can take my sin away. Now, if you come to Jesus Christ and you trust in Him, then no longer will you be of this world. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. When you come by faith to Jesus Christ, you become one of the chosen. Because of the foreknowledge of God, God can look down through all of time and see each and every individual that have made a choice, their free choice. Don't mix that, don't mess that up at all, because every person has an opportunity to be saved, and they have that equal opportunity to reject the Lord Jesus. I've watched people for years reject the gospel of the Lord Jesus. They go to their grave without Jesus Christ. They go to the eternal lake of fires where their home is going to be. Right now they find themselves in the place of torment. That's where they're going to be for at least 1,007 years, because we know we've got the tribulation. We know we've got 1,000-year reign of Christ to come from this point on. And if the Lord Jesus would rapture the church right now and usher in the tribulation, we know it'd be 1,007 years. So we know it's that time plus whatever, however long the Lord tarries before He takes His church. A person without Jesus Christ that dies will be in the place of torment. Then at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ, then they will be brought up out of the place of torment, condemned eternally into the lake of fire, and that's where they're going to spend eternity. And as we've just talked about in the book of Revelation, as we have another study, we've talked about the time, eternity. There is no time, because eternity and time cannot be together. Eternity is forever and ever and ever and ever. The only thing we can place is time, but eternity has no time. And our God is eternal. He has no time. It is wonderful to serve a God that loves us so much, that died on the cross of Calvary that we may live. Please don't miss it. And here we're very clearly stated that the world is not going to like us. You know, there was a man said that we should look at the things of earth from a heavenly point of view. That's what happens when a believer comes to Jesus Christ, that we begin to have different eyes. We look differently. The world says to conform. And that's what the world tells us to do. We're supposed to follow with all the fads of the day. We're supposed to purchase all the new cars to keep up with everybody else. We're supposed to to change our clothes, that we keep up with the dress of the day. We may have to even get a new house because ours just isn't quite keeping up with the Joneses. That's what the world tells us to do. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. If you would turn with me to Romans chapter 12, you will find verse 2 tells us something very important that we need to be careful as a believer in Jesus Christ. Not only the world is going to hate us, and not only in verse 19, if you were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, that's a person that's come by faith to Jesus Christ and been saved. Ye are not of the world, because I have chosen you out of the world. You have come by faith to Jesus Christ. You have become one of the ones predestined to heaven, one that's predestined to be as the Son, Jesus Christ. Please, that you don't miss that opportunity. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That comes after salvation. You must come by faith to Jesus Christ. Don't misunderstand that verse to think that that's speaking to a lost person, that we can just renew our mind. No, we can't. We must have a new heart. You must be born again, according to John chapter 3, verse 3, ye must be born again. And so at that rebirth, then is the only time that we can renew our mind, because we have a new heart. Please, the Holy Spirit comes to live within the believer. Do not misunderstand that, and do not be conformed to the world. And when you start not conforming to the world, then the world will begin to see a difference in you. Some will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, trust in the grace of God, and be saved because they'll come to the cross of Calvary. Others, instead of trusting in you, will hate you. And that's the choice that they have to make. Some will hate you, some will love you. We are told, according to 2 Corinthians, if you would turn there with me, 2 Corinthians, and we have the 5th chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the 17th verse. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, if you have come by faith to Jesus Christ, If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's what happens the day you meet Jesus Christ as your Savior. No longer do you want the old life. We will see that according to 1 Peter. You know, a lot of people, they don't ever change when they say they have trusted in Jesus Christ. I don't believe they've ever come by faith to the Lord Jesus, because they are not changing. Some people change very fast. Some people change very slowly. But you will change, or you don't know the Savior of the world, the God of the universe. You do not know the God of the Bible if you don't change, because we have learned that we are a new creature. We are told that we're born again. We are told that we are set to be conformed, to be in the image of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are predestined to be that way. And you see, it's all because it starts by a choice that you make if you come by faith to Jesus Christ. Now, as we look here, no longer do you want the old life. In 1 Peter chapter 4, we're going to read 4 verses here. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1, for as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness and lusts, excess of wine, revilings, banqueting, and abominable adulteries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Look once again here what really takes place in verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of man, but to the will of God. That's what happens the time when a person meets Jesus Christ. We have another example. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And I want to take you to Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 16. These are wonderful examples of what happens to an individual when you come by faith to Jesus Christ and why the world will begin to hate you. And again, John 15, 19, if ye were of the world would love his own. Now, if the world loves you, and if you love the world, you are not of God. You are not a child of God. You are not saved. And so you need to confess your sin, come to Jesus Christ, and believe him today. Do not kid yourself any longer. Don't lie to yourself any longer. I don't know who you are. I don't know what your position is in the community or in the church or any place else. Please don't lie to yourself anymore. Come to Jesus Christ and be saved today that you may have the rest and the peace that he has to offer. Matthew chapter 5. As we look to Matthew chapter 5. We'll find verses 13 through verse 16, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. As we look at these verses, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our light must shine. The dark world does not want light. A man wrote, a decaying world does not want salt. So you understand, according to verse 19, if ye were of the world would love his own. So if the world loves you, if you get along with everybody just fine, get along with all the jokes and everything that goes on in this filthy old world, and you're just kind of part of it, and you enjoy it, you are not of God. But because ye are not of the world, you see there's a division point here, and that dividing point comes the day you meet Jesus Christ as your Savior. But because ye are not of the world, But I have chosen you out of the world, and you have become one of the chosen by you coming by faith to Jesus Christ. Therefore, the world hates you too, the Scripture tells us. You know, I read a note that said, we are not out of step with the world, we're out of place. And that's what the separation should be between ourselves and the world. We are out of place. And please that you will look to the Lord Jesus Christ, understand that he needs, you need him to take your sin away. It is sad to see today because the fruit that the devil has to offer is enmity or hatred. But the fruit that God has to offer for those that come to the Lord Jesus Christ and become part of the kingdom of God, that trust in him, the fruit that is offered to us and we have to give out is the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You see the difference? You know somebody and they have nothing but hatred in their heart. They treat everyone as if they are the king and you are a peasant or a servant, and so you listen to me, you do what I tell you to do. They treat people unkind. That's the devil, and that's all you do because, you see, that's your God. Because there are only two to follow. You either are following the true God or you're following the devil. Now, you may have a different name for the devil. The God that you walk after, it may have a different name because you probably don't say, my father, the devil. But that's exactly who your God is, because you're worshiping him, you're serving him, because you're trying to keep up with the world. That's the devil's world. You're producing a fruit that the devil has to offer, and that's a fruit of hatred and a fruit of lust and a fruit of pride. That's what comes from the devil. I want you to have what God has to give, and that's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's what I want in your heart and flowing out of you. That you are going to produce this fruit. If you're of the devil, you'll produce nothing but hatred. Please look to the Lord Jesus. Look to the 20th verse now. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. Let's back up now to the 20th verse as we look at this verse of Scripture here. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. We must give out the word of God. We must tell the truth, not man's philosophy. Today it has so been changed and turned to man's own ideas and man's own principles, and they use a philosophy. Always, please do not be taken up, caught up by the philosophy of the world. I beg you today to go back to the truth, the Word of God. Find the God of the Bible. Find the God that led the Israelites out of Egypt. Find the only true God, and he is here upon these pages. This is his living word to bring you to the saving knowledge of his Son Jesus Christ, and also then to grow you and to allow you to have a peace and a joy in your heart. We're to give out the truth. That's the reason we call the program The Truth, because we're very careful and very clear to tell the Word of God, the truth. The world will persecute you. The world does not know the Father. They don't want their sins revealed. And the light, when it's turned on, and that's what happens when you give out the gospel and tell someone how to be saved. When the light is turned on, it reveals the sin of the world. Did you ever see an old bug, an old cockroach, something that hides in the dark, hides in the crevices and the corners? Have you ever seen those pesky bugs out in the middle of the day? You never see them. The only time you'll ever see them is when you come into a room and you turn the light on. And then they don't just stand there and look at you. They go hide in the corner. Well, that's exactly what happens, and that's the way people feel when the Lord Jesus Christ is present. And the Lord Jesus is present through the Holy Spirit when you speak the Word of God. And when that Word is spoken, it is not long, my friend, not long at all, that they're either going to recognize their sin, confess them, and come to Jesus Christ as their Savior, or they're going to run away as that old cockroach. Please, my friend, recognize your sin. Come to Jesus Christ today and be saved. It's so important, my dear friend, that you don't miss the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Miss the cross of Calvary. Please today that you look very carefully at your life. Don't walk with the religious group. Walk with the true God. Walk with Jesus Christ. If you don't know the Son, you cannot know the Father or speak of Him. My dear friend, we've talked about Jesus. Now, my friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?